In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to read that last line again. Which one was it? Of 20, volume 20, 10. 2:19-26, Jesus says, "Shall my love ever be able to say to you enough, or deny my word to you, Louisa, or not pour in you, Louisa, the continuous flow of my graces?" This is important for us to know. Somebody called me, somebody was sick, and I said, get the person, if they're very sick, get them to be anointed. But give a relic of Louisa to the priest to touch them with a relic of the Louisa to intercede for them. Listen to what Jesus says. "I will never be able to say enough to you, Louisa, or to deny my word to you, Louisa, or not pour in you, Louisa, the continuous flow of my graces." Many, many miracles are happening through Louisa. And if you don't have a relic, pray for the intercession of Louisa. Now listen to what he says. Listen to what Jesus says in this next line. "I, God, pour all of myself in you, Louisa. In you, Louisa, pour all of yourself in me, Jesus." So he says, in pouring myself, I pour new graces in you, Louisa, and you take them. Because whatever is necessary for you, Louisa, you must be able to be the primary cause in order to form the kingdom of the eternal fiat. Then he talks about us. "It shall not be necessary for those who only live in the divine will. It is for you, Louisa. It is not only about living in the divine will, but you, Louisa, forming the divine will on earth as it is in heaven. Just as your Jesus must abound very much with you, Louisa, to give you, Louisa, the raw materials for the formation of a kingdom so holy. This happens also in the low world. The soul who must form a kingdom has need of many means, of many raw materials, while the one who must form only one city needs much less. One who only moves in to live in it with very few means can live in this city." Now he's talking about us. The sacrifices that the one who has to form a kingdom must make are not necessary for those who come with the decision of wanting to live in the kingdom. That's us. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? Listen to what Jesus says. I mean, he doesn't say this about you or me. He says, "I pour myself all in you, Louisa." Why? Your job, Louisa, your mission is to form the kingdom. And he asks us, do you want to work with Louisa? Do you want to help form this kingdom? And what do? We say yes, and we say to Louisa, change me. You, Louisa, have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Change me. Heal me. You know, respond to me, Louisa. Jesus said, Louisa is greater than a second Adam. Jesus says, I am the new Adam. Mary is the new Eve. But the graces that are coming into Louisa, if Adam had those graces, we would never have fallen. And Louisa says that to Jesus. She says, Jesus, if Adam had the divine will, this fullness of the divine will, and he failed, how can I not fail? And Jesus says, because you have me as your Adam, Mary is your Eve. Adam didn't have this. And then he says, you cannot fail. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? I mean, this is a glorious time to be alive. It really is. So this is what he's saying. You know, read this paragraph over and over. It's an amazing thing that God, I mean, I love the saints, but who is Louisa La Santa? Who is she? He says, the sacrifice that one who has to form the kingdom and make are not necessary for those who come to the decision. And that's the first thing we do. when we come to the decision of living in the divine will, Jesus is in our heart becomes his throne. Okay. And then every act that you do is another, he says, another molecule, another cell that's added to Jesus, so that we can give birth to him. Okay. What does that mean? It's not the birth that Our Lady had, but Jesus gazes in our gazing. Jesus speaks in our speaking. Jesus listens in our listening. He says, I created the human senses for God. So in the divine will, get to know Louisa. Really talk to Louisa. Pray to Louisa. Go to Louisa, especially if you need miracles. Watch what God is going to do. Watch what he's going to do. So he says to Louisa, we made the decision, and therefore God will do the rest. But what he did with Louisa is she suffered. He says, I nailed you to your bed for basically 70 years. Why? For you, again, Adam, Jesus said to Adam, or God said to Adam, do not eat of the fruit of this one tree. With Louisa, don't eat, don't drink, don't sleep. One of the things too, she said to Jesus, why did my mother not even hug me or kiss me? I think it was things that kissing. And Jesus says, because you are totally mine. I'm jealous. So you look at your life, and again, the difficulties that each and every one of us has gone through, it's because of God's love. And when we get to heaven, we're going to thank God for everything that we've gone through to create, to make of us his divine masterpiece. Jesus says this to Louisa, therefore, I, God, just want you, Louisa, to work for the formation of the kingdom of the Supreme Fiat, and your Jesus shall take care of all the rest. We're the rest. Louisa is to form this, and we are to be one with Louisa. We are the firstborn of the second generation of the children of light. We're to work with Louisa, and God's going to take care of everything. There is nothing to fear. Your heart has to be in control. Use your intellect to be thinking with a divine perspective. Let Jesus think in your thinking. Let your memory not be of you. That's miserable. But of Jesus and of Mary when you pray the rosary. And then your human will. Surrender your human will to God. And in exchange, receive the divine will. That's what God's waiting for. I'll take care of all the rest, Jesus says. Volume 20, 10-9-1926. My daughter, the more often you pray your round, this is what we're called to do, praying the round in my divine will. In order to repeat your acts, the larger the sphere of this globe becomes. It's in it. That's our heart. It's a new beginning. Think of Our Lady of Miraculous Medal, St. Catherine Labouré. She first appeared with her heart, a glowing earth, basically, that she's holding in her hands with a cross on top. That's her, my soul magnifies the Lord. This is what Jesus is talking about to Louisa. He wants us to magnify our God. So the more you repeat your acts in the divine will, the more you learn the way Our Lady prayed, the more you learn how Jesus prayed, Louisa prayed, the larger the sphere of globe of light becomes. Your soul actually becomes, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. The more power of light it possesses, the more its rays extend that must illuminate the kingdom of my fiat. Your acts, Louisa, fused, are dissolved in my divine will, so that we want to do everything one with Jesus. Fusing is two pieces of metal welding. We want to have the life of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve through Louisa. These shows form a special sun that must illuminate a kingdom so holy. This sun, S-U-N, shall possess the creative strength. And as it extends its rays, it shall leave the mark of its sanctity, mark of its divine goodness, mark of its divine light, mark of its divine beauty, and of the divine likeness of God. This isn't the fallen human. When I say we got to get rid of the human, it's the fallen human nature. What? We have to begin to live the divine human nature of Jesus and Mary. This new era is here for those who want it. And little by little, step by step, God is doing this. We want the beauty, the light, the goodness, the sanctity of the divine likeness of God that Adam lost. Those who shall let themselves be illuminated. Okay. This is, you want to know what the illumination of conscience is? Read the book of heaven. God isn't going to say, hey, I've got something completely now, never said, never told. He's already shown us how to live this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. This is the illumination of conscience is coming. We're going to become aware of what it means to live in the divine will. Those who shall let themselves be illuminated by this light, where? In the book of heaven, shall feel the power of a new and continuous creation of divine joy, divine contentments, divine goods without end. That's going to be on earth as it is in heaven. So this Jesus is already showing us. You've heard of the illumination of conscience. You want to get ready for it? Start reading the book of heaven. Start studying the book of heaven. Get into it. And we've got a short period of time. Get ready. The little that you read, God says, I'm going to expand so that you'll be able to understand what I, God, am going to do. Not the fullness, because that lasts for all eternity. Each day, each microsecond, he keeps on giving more and more and more. That's our God. He's gratuitous. He can't stop giving. So what is he doing? He's given us the book of heaven. Unbelievable. And those who shall let themselves be illuminated by this light in the book of heaven shall feel the power of a new creation of divine joy, divine contentments, divine goodness without end. And therefore, as my divine will dominates dominion, why do you think God is? It's like the blue in Maui. You're under the blue mantle. Nothing can harm you. It's now you've heard about the dominion machines. As my will dominates. God is really, he has a lot of fun with words. As my will dominates, all the acts of those souls who live in it, the kingdom of my divine will, shall be a continuous creation, world without end. So the creature shall remain under a new continued act of the supreme will that shall keep her so absorbed as to leave no field of action to her own self. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's all about God. This is why Jesus says, I love so much that the kingdom of my divine will shall be known for the great good that humanity shall receive and for the free field of action that the divine will have over humanity. In fact, the supreme will is now hindered by their own self, their own human will. But when the divine will becomes known to you and to me, its rays, vivifying, penetrating, full of divine life, shall eclipse the human will. And the human will shall be dazzled by this refulgent light in seeing the great good that comes to the human will. And then it shall give freedom of the action to my divine will. The human will is going to back away. And God's will is going to reign, giving the divine will the total dominion. Think about it. Dominion is voting. God says, I'm going to take control. I am going to vote divinely, if you want to say. There's nothing to be afraid of. It's the more you give your fiat, the more you say, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, the sooner this kingdom's going to be happening. And this is why he says, so in this kingdom, a new era, a new continuous creation shall begin for my most holy divine will. We are going to work one with God in God's image and likeness as God originally planned for Adam. This is glorious. It is just totally, totally glorious. Get to know Louisa. Pray to Luisa. Watch the miracles that are going to happen through Luisa. It shall put out everything that it is established to give to humanity as if they had always done the divine will, and it shall keep within itself for many centuries as though in deposit to then release them for the good of its children in the kingdom. So what's happening? These centuries, these 6,000 centuries, for those souls who have done the will of God and now given the divine, to live in the divine will, the many centuries as though in deposit to release them for the good of the children of my kingdom. That's what's coming. And it's close. Why did Our Lady say to Bruno, Our Lady of Revelation say to Bruno in 1947, time has now come to an end. It's the end of the era of the evil one. The 6,000 years is coming to an end. That's why it seems like everything's falling apart. He's panicking because he knows the kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven. He knows he's a total failure, total failure. And he's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. This is glorious. Read the book of heaven and all your fears will disappear. Read the book of heaven and all your doubts will disappear. Read the book of heaven and you're not going to be anxious anymore. You're not going to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, or negative. I guarantee you. And it's what God is going to do is breathe into your soul this new and divine way of holiness that John Paul II prophesied we're going to enter into at the canonization of St. Honorable de Francia, repeating St. Honorable de Francia's words. It will be as if humanity has always done my divine will. That's what Jesus says to Luisa. It's going to look as if Adam never sinned. Well, how can that be? It's the prayer of the church. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle us the fire of your love, which is the divine will. Send forth your Spirit and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth through us. That's the divine will. It's here for those who want it. Now, this is the most amazing times to have. Your doubts are just going to fall off your back like water off a duck's back. There's no doubts. Jesus, like he said, I gave the final devotion that I gave to my church before I return is Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, you're my Savior. Jesus, you're my Lord. Jesus, you're my God. Jesus, you're my all. I trust in you. I have great hope in you. There is no doubts, no fear, no anxiety. This is what God is getting ready to release for the good of the children of the divine will. Volume 20, 10:15, 1926. I was saying to myself, my Jesus, each one of your acts, I offer you mine as the field on which you can lay your kingdom. That's the rounds. Jesus, each one of your acts, every heartbeat, every breath, I offer you mine as the field in which you can lay your kingdom. I don't want to be in charge of my breath. I don't want to be in charge of my heartbeat. I don't want to be in charge of my thoughts, my words, my deeds. I want you. I offer you mine in your acts. You reign in me. Breathe in my breathing. Beat in my heart beating. Now, while I was thinking and saying this, my always lovable Jesus moved in my interior and told me, little daughter of my divine will, you must know that in creation, my divine will entered the field of action in the human acts of Adam. But in order to act, it wants the act of the creature within its own. So as to carry out the operation and be able to say, my kingdom is in the midst of my children. And the rights within their most inner acts, every thought, every word, every deed. In fact, as much as the creature takes my divine will, so much do I, God, extend my kingdom in my little one, my child. And she will then extend her kingdom in my divine will. But according to how much she lets me dominate, dominion, in her acts, so does she expand her boundaries in my kingdom. And I, Jesus, give, and my little child takes more joy, more happiness, more goods, and more glory. You see, this is not about the fallen human nature. It's about the divine human nature. How much she lets me dominate in her acts, so does she expand her boundaries in my kingdom. And I give, and she takes more divine joy, more divine happiness, more divine goods, more divine glory. It's to go back to what God wanted from the beginning of time. Who would not want this gift? Who? I can't understand. This is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. This is what God has planned for humanity from the beginning of time. And now is the time that he wants us to breathe this in. Jesus, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. My daughter, all that my divine will has established to give to humanity, all of its acts, they have taken very little. They have known very little until now, because its kingdom has not only been not known, but not even possessed. Therefore, in heaven, it cannot give all its complete glory or all its divine joys or of all its divine happinesses, all that the divine will possesses, because it finds itself in the midst of children who are incapable of being so small in stature. It's like handing a chest filled with gold to a three-year-old. God is trying to mature you in the spiritual life with this gift of the divine will to receive the gifts of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. This is why it takes time of its kingdom with so much love and so much yearning to have its total dominion over humanity. God is voting for this. God is going to win and to give from its fiat everything it established from the beginning to give to humanity through Adam. Therefore, forming children who are capable of receiving all of its goods, and only these children in the most holy divine will make glory for all the blessed, all the saints in heaven, for the children of the kingdom of my divine will be completed in the celestial fatherland. He's finally going to have what he wanted from the beginning. Why? Because they have enclosed within themselves my most holy divine will, that wanting and giving it free field of action and of dominion in them. Again, if you got a relic of Louisa, watch what's going to happen. We haven't crossed that creek, if you want to say, the small barrier to begin to live this life. The power of Louisa. Wait till you see what God's going to do. He basically says, when people begin to understand who Louisa is, the world's going to shake. And for those who love Jesus and Mary, we're going to be jumping up and down for joy. Those who don't want what God wants is going to be shaking in fear, wailing and grinding their teeth. Why? Because they know they've chosen the wrong road. Dominion of the divine will is not in them. Another dominion is in them. So Jesus says, when the kingdom is established, when my children are here, now that's not here yet, it will give free field of action to the dominion. When that happens, they shall have the essential glory. That means going back to where Adam was before the fall. And they shall have the capacity. They shall have the space to contain this Ruah of God, this breath of God, this second Pentecost that's coming. Through them, the others will have the accidental glory of all, and altogether they shall enjoy the complete glory, the full happiness of my divine will. This is for all of humanity. And Jesus is asking us to work with Louisa so that the kingdom can be established in us on earth as it is in heaven. This is glorious. We want to enjoy the complete glory of God. We want to enjoy the full happiness of this great gift of the divine will. We want the kingdom, the supreme fiat, to be full of the triumph of heaven and of earth. This is great. This is glorious. God has planned this, and he needs us to get out of the way so he can accomplish what he wants for us. He needs us. He needs us to give our fiat. So he says, Luisa, my daughter, your will be done that I taught thee our Father meant that all humanity were to pray that they might at least do the will of God. And this is for all Christians and for all times. Nor can anyone call himself a Christian if he does not dispose himself to do the will of his celestial Father. But you have not thought of the other addition that comes immediately after that prayer. On earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven means to live in the divine will. So may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. That's where we are. It means to pray that the kingdom of my divine will come on earth. This is constant with us. When you do your prevenient act, every heartbeat, every thought, every word, every deed, every breath, I pray in the name of everyone and everything, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. This is an explosion of I love yous to the throne of God. It's an explosion of I love yous. It's happening. It means to pray that the kingdom of my divine will may come on earth in order to live in the divine will. In heaven, they not only do my divine will, but they live in the divine will. They possess the divine will as their own thing and as their own kingdom. And if they did it, but did not possess it, that was a hard one to do. If they did it, but not possess it, their happiness would not be full. Because true happiness begins in the depth of your soul, in the depth of your heart, mind, and soul. Again, you say you love Jesus. Do you spend time with him in front of the Blessed Sacrament? Do you look at our Eucharistic Lord in the monstrance? Or are you reading a book? It's to fall in love with Jesus. When you receive Holy Communion, do you spend in prayer, kneeling, adoring, loving, praising, thanking, glorify God in this communion that you have received with him? Or do you just walk out of church and continue your life? Do you keep holy the Sabbath? No, I'm sorry. Today's Sunday. Today's the Lord's Day. I mean, are we really listening to what Jesus has taught us with his holy humanity? Because if we're not listening to what Jesus taught us with his holy humanity, how can we listen to being sharing divinity? So if Jesus says, if they did the will of God, but not possess the will of God, their happiness would not be full because their true happiness begins in the depth of your soul. What is the divine will? How do you live in the divine will? It depends how much do you love? How much do you love God? Where is your love for God? Again, and it's by what you're doing. Are you keeping holy Sundays? This is the Lord's Day. It's not a day for sports. I'm sorry, television doesn't go on. It's the Lord's Day. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not going shopping. This is the Lord's Day. It's radical, but that's what Christians are supposed to be, especially Catholics are supposed to be radical. It's for God. We love God with our whole mind, our whole heart, and all our strength. And we love our neighbor as we love ourselves. If you do the will of God, but not possess the will of God, your happiness would not be full. Because true happiness begins in the depth of your soul. To do the will of God does not mean to possess it, but to submit oneself to its commands. That's what we have to learn first. That's volume 1 through volume 10, doing the will of God. To live in the divine will is to live it, is to possess it. So that's volume 11 through volume 19, how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. And then volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. What a time to be a living. Jesus says, don't just submit to its commands. Learn how to live in the divine will through the book of heaven. Therefore, in the Our Father, in the words, your will be done, is the prayer that everyone may do the supreme will of God on earth as it is in heaven, and that mankind may return back into the will of God, which he came, in order to reacquire divine happiness, reacquire the divine lost goods, reacquire the divine possession of the divine kingdom. It's all divine. That's why we go back to that drop of water. Are we surrendering to God like that drop of water into the chalice filled with wine? That drop of water fuses and diffuses and becomes wine. It's not oil and water. This is the radical love that we are supposed to have for Jesus is not the world's love. It's to fall in love with God. To go into ecstasy before our Lord in the Eucharist. That's what God is waiting for. It's nothing less than receiving the image and likeness that Adam had before the fall. It's the true life of the new Adam, the true life of the new Eve that Louisa possesses. Now volume 20, 10, 17, 19, 26. After praying my round over all created things, which Jesus has done, to keep company with the divine fiat, which Jesus has done, to ask within each thing that it may come to reign upon earth, which Jesus has done, how beautiful it is to hear the whole creation praying that its kingdom may come into its midst. This is what she's divinely hearing. All of creation pray, all of her animal, vegetable, mineral, every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, praying with her voice. Every human being that ever existed, praying with her voice. And that's the same thing that happens to us. When we pray the rounds, one with Jesus, one with Mary, through Louisa, we're going to hear how beautiful it is of creation praying that his kingdom may come on earth as it is in heaven with our voice. Every dog that barked, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you. Every bird that chirped, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you. Every breath that every human did, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you. This explosion of I love yous is driving the evil one out. He's here in paradise on earth as it is in heaven and can't stand it. So yes, it's going to be bumpy. It's going to be a bumpy time. But God wins. And our goal is not to look at what's happening, 10 feet in front of us. Our goal is to look at what's going on. Yes, there might be something coming at us, but the goal is the kingdom, to see and to hear the I love yous of all of creation in the midst of humanity. So Jesus says, little daughter of my divine will, you must know in seeing a creature enter the field of creation to keep the divine will company. The divine will feels delighted. The divine will feels the purpose for which it's left. It's reigning in each created thing being fulfilled. Every leaf on a tree because of Jesus and Mary. And because of us being linked to Jesus and Mary through Louisa. We're this I love you from the Father to us is now being returned back to the Father. That which renders it, the divine will more happy, more glorified, is that you can reach each created thing and that you ask that its fiat be known and reigned over everything. You will move my very divine will in the sun. You will move my very divine will in the heavens. You will move my very divine will in the earth, the sea. Everything to pray that the kingdom of my divine will come. Everything. That was Adam's job. He was the king of the earth and he was telling everything, adore the Father, praise the Father, glorify the Father. And God said to Adam, I want you to be the voice. Now what Jesus is telling us, I want you to be the voice of what God is going to bring to all of humanity. I want you to begin to live this abundant life. Listen to what he says. This is so, such a great time to be alive. It renders it more happy, more glorified as you reach each created thing to ask the Father that the fiat be known and reign over everything. You move my very will in the sun, in the heavens, the sea, and everything to pray that the kingdom of my divine will may come soon. In fact, since my fiat is in you, Luisa, and the little children, it can't be said that my divine will itself prays and moves all of God's divine works and even my tears and my sighs of Jesus and Mary, so that the kingdom of my divine will may come soon on earth as it is in heaven. You cannot understand, Jesus says, what contentment you give me, what breach, what opening it is to my heart and to my very divine will to hear all of our works praying because they want our fiat. That's what's happening. All of creation, all of humanity, everything and everyone is opening God's heart to the very will of God so that God can hear all of humanity, all of creation, all of redemption, praying that our divine will come on earth as it is in heaven. This is sanctification. You see then, my contentment, as I see that you seek nothing for yourself, neither glory nor love nor graces. I want nothing. All I want is that the kingdom be known on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus's contentment is that we seek nothing for ourselves, neither glory nor love nor graces. It's God deserves to be adored and loved and praised and thanked and blessed and worshiped. He deserves this. He's holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. It's nothing for us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. We're a speck, a micro speck in the universe. Yet he has said, I want you to be my children. See the contentment that we give God, the opening of his sacred heart to the very will of God so that God can hear and see and smell and taste all of God's works, praying that each one of us in the divine will, that the fiat comes. You see that the contentment, and I see that you seek nothing for yourself, neither glory, love, or graces. It's Father Bucci would say, you have to be little, insignificant, and hidden. When I talk to people, it's hard to listen. Why? I did this and I did that and I'm this and I remember this and my family is this and I'm this and I'm this and I'm. There's no God. It's me, 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 me. And I did this and I did this and I. Who cares? Father Bucci says, be little, insignificant, and hidden. Our conversation should be always on Jesus. Our conversation should be who he is to you. He's my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King. There's no problems. I mean, I go through difficulties, but he is my King. He is my Lord. Jesus says, you see then my contentment as I see that you seek nothing for yourself. And in seeing that your littleness cannot obtain a kingdom so great, you pray and pray in your rounds, in all of my works, whatever act of my divine will is present, you are doing the divine will office. You're peaceful, you're joyful, you're happy. You look at the tree and instantly you think of all the I love yous on the leaf of the tree. Jesus showed that to Luisa. Luisa, what do you see on these leaves of the tree? She says, I see your I love you and Mary's I love you on every leaf. And Jesus says, where's your I love you? She says, I want that. Instantly, the tree was covered. Now, humanly, with a fallen human nature, if you were to do that, you'd have to write, I love you on each leaf, and you'll spend your entire life on one tree. In the divine will, as soon as you say, yes, Lord, I want what you want, he does it. Every leaf on every tree that's ever existed and will ever exist has I love you on it to the Father with Jesus and Mary and Louisa. My contentments, as I see that you seek nothing for yourself, and in seeing that your littleness cannot obtain a kingdom so great, you pray your round of creation. You pray your round of redemption. Learn how to do this. The time is short. The time is short. Learn to pray your rounds. Again, it's Louisa Picaretta .me. Download it. Download it to your phone. Download it to your computer. It's a new beginning of your spiritual life. Pray your rounds in all my works, Jesus says, whether an act of my divine will is present, doing its office, you make my own fiat say, your kingdom come. Oh, please let the kingdom be known, loved, and possessed by the human generations. A divine will that prays together with our works, this is our rounds, together with its little daughter, this is our rounds, is the greatest portent. It is the power equal to our own that prays. You want to see miracles? Pray the rounds. Get one with Louisa. It is impossible for us, Triune God, not to grant what is asked for. Jesus said, pray, believe that you will receive it, and it is yours. Now he's saying more. The power of our own that prays, and it is impossible for us to not to grant what is asked for. Pray, learn the command prayer. Everything that we do, we want to do Peter did when he saw Jesus walking down the water. He said, if you're the Messiah, command me to come to you. And Jesus said, come. He gets out of a boat and does a divine thing. Walked on water. And when he began to sink, he calls out for Jesus, help me. And Jesus grabs him and doesn't go, good boy, Pete, you walked 20 feet. He says, why did you fail? Why did you falter? Where's your faith? God's got great plans. This is why he says, it's the greatest portent of what I'm going to do. How holy, how pure, how noble, how fully divine without the shadow of the fallen human. It is the kingdom of our divine will. Our own fiat shall be its basis, its foundation, and its depth. Extending below in the midst and above these children of the celestial family. Sorry. It shall render their step firm in the kingdom of my divine will, unshakable for them. See what's coming. The world's going to shake. That's in the book of Revelation. Why does he tell us this shaking is coming? Why does he tell us it's going to be unshakable for you? If you're in the divine will, it's going to be joy. It's not going to be terror. In the divine will, God is going to be doing everything with and through and for his family. What a great time to be alive. What an amazing time to be alive. Volume 20, 10, 22, 19, 26. I was thinking to myself about the holy divine will. And I said to myself, but what shall be the great good of this kingdom of the supreme fiat? That's our question. What good is this going to be? And Jesus interrupting Louisa's thought, moved in my interior. That's where Jesus dwells. That's where Jesus wants to dwell in each and every one of us, your heart. Moved in my interior, though hurriedly telling me, my daughter, what shall be the great good? What shall be the great good? Listen to what he says. The kingdom of my divine will. Listen to what he says. The kingdom of my divine will shall enclose all goods, all miracles, the most sensational prodigies, even more. It shall surpass all that the saints have done altogether. The miracle means to give sight to the blind one, to straighten up the crippled, to heal one who is sick, to raise the dead man. But the kingdom of my most holy divine will shall have the preserving nourishment. Listen to this. For whomever enters into it, There shall be no danger that he might become blind, crippled, or sick. Death shall no longer have power in his soul. And if it shall have it over the body, it shall not be death, but a transit into the kingdom. This is the great difference between the kingdom of redemption and the kingdom of the supreme fiat. The first, the miracle, was for the poor, unfortunate one who is, it is today, who lie in some one in misfortune, some in another way. And I give, this is why I gave the example also externally of many different types of healings. They were the symbol of the healings that I give to the soul, and that easily return to infirmity. Everyone that was healed 100 years ago is dead. In the second, with this miracle of the divine will, shall be the preserving miracle. That's what's coming, because my divine will shall possess the miraculous power that whoever lets himself be dominated by the divine will, here's the domination, it shall be subject to no evil. When the divine will reigns on earth as it is in heaven, it's a new beginning. So what we'll do is we'll end there. I see the time is over. And we'll be back in, I think, an hour and 14 minutes or hour and a quarter. God bless you. In the name of the Holy Spirit.